And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm your host. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today is going to be a very, very important program because I'm going to talk about handling stress, coping with stress, in fact, overcoming stress. And by the time this program is over, you will have your eyes will be opened as far as to what stress really is. Okay? It's more than you think. But the important thing for you, and when I say you, I mean 99.9% of the people who are listening. See, because most of us overreact. The vast majority of people, with very, very few exceptions, very, very few exceptions, overreact, okay, to many, many things. They go through life overreacting. And it's cultivated. See, it's cultivated narcissism. It's cultivated. You know, we're taught to rant and rave and scream at ball games and get excited about this and let's get angry about that and worked up over this, and you see? But the point is, you should be able to go through life with on an even keel. We all know that. See, we all respect people who stay calm under pressure. What do they call that? They call that grace under fire. You've heard that expression. We admire people that remain calm. You know, the airplane pilot, when there's turbulence or when something goes wrong with the plane, how he remains calm and brings the plane down, see, without much ado. We all admire heroes, you know, like if there's a big accident somewhere and then people rush to help. They just rush to help. They don't even think about their own safety. When it's all over, they just say, well, I was just doing my job, see, doing what I saw needed to be done. So we admire people like that. And when you were a little child, see, you needed for your parents to be calm and to be patient. That's what you needed when you were a little child. You needed your parents to be patient, but a lot of times they couldn't. They didn't have it within them to be patient sometimes, even for just a minute. When you were a little child, you started to try to explain something and then they cut you off impatiently. See? When they ran out of patience, maybe your dad ran out of patience and he wasn't even there. He ran out of patience. He couldn't deal with your mom, maybe. She was too much for him. If he had had patience, if he had had forbearance and long-suffering, okay, he could have stayed the course. And when it was all was said and done, see, they could have looked back over their life and said, you know, she would have said, thank you for remaining calm. I know that when I was young, sometimes I gave you a hard time and I was unreasonable, but you remained reasonable, you remained calm, you remained patient. But if he ran off with another woman or ran off to work and were home, if he became angry and threw in the towel and clammed up, never said anything, just sat in the living room and watched TV, see, he failed, didn't have it, okay? So now here you are, an adult. Now it's your turn to have patience, okay, with your kids and with other people. Now it's your turn to have long-suffering, grace under fire, perseverance, honor, see, stick-to-itivity. See, all of these are all facets of patience. The person who perseveres, who has long-suffering, who is graceful, who remains kind, who bears persecution and the outrage and the slings of outrageous fortune, as Shakespeare would say, who bears all of those with grace, he is the one that we respect, or she is the one that we respect. You see? So now it's your turn to step up and be that person. Now it's your turn to step up and be that person. And let's start with the small stuff. See, if you can't remain calm and patient with your little children, you can't remain calm and patient in traffic, then you have to go back to basics, go back to square one, go back to boot camp and start learning how to remain calm and unperturbed in the little things in life, okay? And then you'll be able to face the big things with poise.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. Yes, I am a pastor, but I'm a very special pastor. I'm a pastor for folks on the radio and on the internet. Okay? I devote myself full time. I'm retired, of course, and this is a volunteer effort. I don't get paid for this. Well, I'm a volunteer. I devote myself to helping people on the radio and on the internet. Okay? Now, how do I help? Well, this is like an infomercial. I buy the airtime from the station to have this 15-minute infomercial, okay? And, but this could be the most important infomercial you'll ever hear in your whole life, because you need to be able to deal with stress. See, just think of the effect that getting upset and becoming angry and becoming impatient and becoming resentful. Think of the effect that it has on your relationships. See, I always say the number one cause of divorce. You know what the number one cause of divorce is? It's resentment. It's resentment. Okay? And judgment, of course, but mainly resentment. So, now you see why you don't want to be resentful. And you don't want to be angry. See, what effect does anger have upon your relationship with your kids? See, not good. And then how about resentment and anger and upset? What effect do they have on your health, on your blood pressure, okay, and so on? Not good. So therefore, now you can see a lot of good reasons for not becoming upset, see, and not becoming resentful. Not to mention spiritual reasons. Not to mention the spiritual reasons. Christ many times said to forgive. They said, how many times should I forgive? And he said, you know, what was it? They said 7 times 7 or whatever. He said, you know, just always forgive. Always forgive. Okay? So what does that mean? How do you always forgive? I can tell you. I can tell you right now. Your eyes will be open. You want to hear? The way to always forgive is to not become resentful. Okay? And not become resentful or judgmental in the first place. See? If you don't become resentful and judgmental in the first place, then you don't have to forgive someone in the second place because you never judged them in the first place. Got it? All right. So now you see the value of being pre-armed with patience. In the Bible, it talks about putting on the full armor of God. I'm sure you're familiar with that beautiful passage. I think Paul wrote it. Okay. Well, one of the things you can put on is patience. Okay? So you go out in the world and you're patient. So that means you don't resent people. You don't resent traffic delays. You don't resent your kids when they have a question. You don't resent your wife. You don't resent your husband. Don't resent your coworker. See? Then at the end of the day, you have no baggage from the day. See? It's those little traumas. See, resentment is a trauma. It's those little traumas that cause you to have memories at the end of the day. And to think back, oh, I could have handled this and I didn't handle that properly, and I wish I'd said this and I wish I hadn't said that. If you remained calm and patient during the day, then you wouldn't have become emotional. And then reason would have ruled, and you would have said or done the right thing, or maybe nothing was needed to be said, and you would have handled each moment properly, and at the end of the day, there would be nothing to remember, nothing sticking in your craw from the day. You'd be able to have a good night's sleep, and the next day wake up fresh. Okay? All right, so you got it? Okay, so now you see, this is an infomercial, but I don't have anything to sell. I give away my meditations. Yeah, I have a couple of them that are, you know, for, you know, you can buy them for a small donation, but mostly I'm talking about my free meditations, especially the easy meditation. You really need that easy meditation because it helps you to accomplish what I was talking about, which is to go through the day without becoming resentful, without becoming angry, without becoming upset. Okay? It helps you to do that. It helps you to start today, meditate 5 minutes at the beginning of the day, and go out pre-armed with patience. Now you see how important this program is. Now understand, I'm only here for 15 minutes. Okay? The folks in Southern California get half an hour, but most of you are getting 15 minutes. So therefore, write down my web address so you can go there and you can do some more reading and more listening. Listen to the whole 30-minute program and try the meditation. Because you really, really do. See, the more things in the world become disorganized, chaotic, and so on, the more you need to remain calm. See, the more your wife brings issues, or your kids, or your husband brings issues. See, the more issues there are, the more you need calmness and patience. See, it's of utmost importance. And so I beg of you, take advantage of my free resources, especially the meditation. And write down the web address so you can go and get it. Okay? It's free. Remember, it's free. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor because I help people on the radio and on the internet. Okay? I don't have a big church. It's just me and my computer and my laptop and my microphone and my headset. See? And I've been around for 25... I've been on the radio now for 25 years. Okay? All over the country. And I've helped some people, and I want to help a lot more people. And, you know, you need help with some basic things that you haven't, that no one's taught you. See, nobody has taught you because they didn't know themselves. They didn't know. So I'm here to help you. So I can be your temporary pastor. See, I'm not trying to take the place of your regular pastor. Okay? And if you're not a Christian, for example, I'm not trying to, I don't have any. You know, you can't join. There's nothing you can join. I'm just here talking common sense. I'm talking, you know, heart to heart. I turn the microphone on and I begin to talk, and I just say whatever comes out. I'm spontaneous. So now let's talk about spontaneity a little bit, shall we? Let's talk about spontaneity, because that's also a factor that you need. Okay? You need spontaneity. Now, how have you lost your spontaneity? Let's look at it from that point of view. Remember when you were a child, you were spontaneous. If you can remember that far back, maybe when you were a child, you got slapped down and put down right away. When you were spontaneous, you accidentally spoke the truth and you got slapped around or criticized for it, see? Maybe that's what happens. You can't even remember, but maybe you can remember when you were a little kid, you were totally spontaneous. You laughed when something was funny and you cried. I mean, of course, you were a bit over-emotional, but that's the way kids are, where you cried and you loved your puppy and you loved your mommy and you loved daddy and see? And you were spontaneous and you just said whatever came to your mind, you just said it. It was so beautiful. Okay? Well, you know, that spontaneity is a facet of innocence. When you see people who are somewhat innocent, they have that spontaneity. See? They say Einstein was that way. Einstein was that way. I'm sure you've seen pictures of Einstein with his gray hair, riding around on a bicycle or rowing a boat. And they said he didn't wear any socks. He refused to wear socks. He would go to the graduations, you know, where he had to put on his robe to attend the graduation ceremony for the college students, and he was a professor there. He didn't have any socks on. Okay, he was a spontaneous guy. Well, what happened to your spontaneity? See, you fake spontaneity. You fake it. Or you drink alcohol or take pills or smoke marijuana or something to artificially help you to be disinhibited, okay? But that's not the same thing. Spontaneity is innocent, see? Because you're not trying to make an impression on other people, see? On the one hand, and on the other hand, you're not afraid of saying something, and on the other hand, you have the courage to speak, because it's just the truth, regardless of whether people like it or not. You have the courage. So spontaneity is all of those. It's innocence. It's creativity. It's not being worried about what you're going to say. It's not being afraid of rocking the boat. It's not being afraid of what people think. In a sense, it's not caring. Okay? It's not caring. See, most of us were afraid to rock the boat, afraid to speak up, afraid to say anything, afraid to lose our perks. See, we're afraid, or we're so guilty because we've been taking advantage of someone, or we haven't been living properly, or we've been selfish or whatever. See, and so we're afraid if we pull the rug out from under them by being honest, then they'll pull the rug out from under us. So that's why you don't say anything. Everybody walks around on eggshells and everybody puts on a pretense, you know, how you do and how's it going, acting so nice. But underneath, judging other people, see? So what you need is to learn how to be more spontaneous. And your kids need that too. Your kids need you to be spontaneous and not have all these pre-planned speeches, which are phony. Okay, so let's talk about that after the break. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Thank you. So you'll be a lot more effective in your dealings with other people. And your spiritual life will improve if you could be more spontaneous. Okay, now a lot of us, now the other reason why we're not spontaneous, okay, so when we were kids, we were slapped around and put down for being honest. And then after that, we wanted perks and we didn't want to rock the boat. But then there's another reason why we're not spontaneous. You know what it is? Anger. Anger. We're afraid to speak up because if we do, a whole bunch of anger will come out because we're too suppressed, see? Because, see, if you were more spontaneous, if you were spontaneous on a day-to-day basis, then you wouldn't have all this buildup of tension, see? Because you would just speak your mind right away, okay? Christ said, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing. So if you see somebody that needs help, then just help them, okay? And if you can help them, help them. And if you don't help them, then don't worry about it. You just didn't help them. But just spontaneous, okay? By being spontaneous, you don't build up all these emotions that remain suppressed. Now, another reason why we're not spontaneous, you know what it is? It's because we're resentful and judgmental. See, if you're judging people, when you're secretly judging people, see, then it's hard to say anything because when you say it, the judgment comes out, okay? So if you could learn to simply discern, discern error. If somebody's in error, see the error, but don't resent them for it. If somebody's in error, see it, okay? But don't judge them for it. Don't hate them for it. Don't resent them for it. See, if you take out that pinch of resentment and judgment, then what you're left with is discernment, okay? So you discern, and then it's easy to speak up. So now you see all the benefits of not resenting people, of being patient, okay? And then you can speak up, see? And then the next time, so here, classic example. Let's say your kids need to brush their teeth, so you remind them to brush their teeth, okay? And then they forget, so you remind them again. Then the next night, they forget, so you remind them again. So how many times are you going to remind them, okay? Well, you just keep reminding them 1,000 times if necessary. Why would you run out of patience with your own kids? Christ said, forgive always. So why would you run out of patience and resent your kids and then yell and scream at them or try to force them or bribe them? Instead, just keep reminding them. And then all of a sudden one day, because they haven't been pressured, see, all of a sudden one day they'll see the wisdom of brushing their teeth for themselves. They'll see it for themselves. And then their inner motivation, that inner wisdom takes over. And then you're, well done, my good and faithful servant. See, had patience with your children. See, your patience, well, Paul says, remember Paul in that beautiful passage about love? Said love never fails. See, love never fails. You never run out of love. And what is love? It's patience. So you never run out of patience. From day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, you remain patient. Why would you become angry? Why would you quit on someone? Why would you throw in the towel? See, there's no reason for it. You just calmly go about your business and remind people and do what's right and don't resent other people. See, have a twinkle in your eye. Be spontaneous. Life could be so simple. See? So maybe now you begin to see why Christ said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, the kingdom of heaven is not for resentful people. It's not for judgmental people. It's not for hateful people. No, it's for patient people, spontaneous people, courageous people, long-suffering people. See, but with whom would you want to be the most patient, the most long-suffering? See, and have the most forbearance. It would be with your own beloved family. With your own beloved family. Okay? So now there's a good chance. See, you may be listening to me and saying, yes, 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 Roland, I see what you're saying. But what's your problem now is that emotions keep getting in the way. See, you've conditioned yourself to be angry and upset, for example. And then you fall into the thoughts, negative thoughts, and they overwhelm you and they defeat you, see? So that's why the meditation could be a godsend for you. The meditation teaches you how to mentally stand back from negative emotions and stand back from negative thoughts and watch them. See, instead of falling into them, instead of indulging them, instead of being overwhelmed by them, see, just stand back from them. Watch them as they pass by. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn how not to be resentful. Okay? And get the little meditation. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D. 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, get the meditation, please. Could do you a world of good. I got a brand new book coming out. It's called A Brief Introduction to Stress Management. It's really good. You ought to get it, actually. It'll be on Amazon very soon. And please, listen to the whole 30-minute program if you're only getting 15 minutes. Go to talkpastor.org and go to the radio archives. Listen to the whole program because it was very, very good. I talked about spontaneity, how to become spontaneous again. Very, very good lecture. And so, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.